I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul School, Lesson 29. I'm rubber, and I'm glue. Do you remember when you were a little kid, that weird little rhyme that we would say to each other, I'm rubber and you're glue and whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you? I remember saying that, and of course it was ridiculous at the time, and it seems even more ridiculous now. And it was the sort of thing you would say if people were calling names, it would bounce off of you and stick to them or something. I was listening to a podcast with Richard Rohr, and he was talking about a man named Dr. Rick Henson. He's a neuropsychologist, and he's been doing science in the world of neuroplasticity. And he was talking about the brain as being both Teflon and Velcro. It's really kind of a fascinating concept, and it will be really interesting to kind of pursue this further. I'm looking to get Rick Henson on the program to talk about his book, Hardwiring Happiness, because the way our brains have developed is to protect us in the wild and to protect us against animals and threats. And in our modern world, we are overprotected and we are threatened often, fearful, and we don't have a lot of peace. And it's because mainly we have this thing that's created in our brain that's evolved over time that is essentially a very hardwired negative bias. And to explain it a little further is that negative emotions are triggered immediately and stick with us longer. They're remembered more easily and they have a bigger impression. So when you go back and you remember things in your memory, it's very likely that you're going to remember some of the worst things of your life and not the best things, the worst memories, the worst dreams you've had will probably surface first when you are asked to remember something. You're going to probably remember the worst things. Very few people will remember the best memories unless they're asked specifically to remember something very, very good. This isn't by accident, of course. This protects us against getting hurt or getting killed or getting eaten by a wild animal, but in the regular world, it can lead to a lot of discontentedness and disquiet in our hearts and in our interior worlds because our brain wraps around and, if you would like to call it, meditates on these negative things. But what he's found, Dr. Henson has found, is that our brain can also focus on the good, but it just takes longer. So what he calls it is a Teflon mind. So the good will stick, but not that well. Good memories and good feelings slide off like Teflon unless we savor them. And we have to savor them for at least 15 seconds. So have you ever gone up to a garden or flower or something really beautiful, even like a baby or a puppy, and you're like, oh, that's so beautiful, and then you walk on and it dissipates. The feeling dissipates as quickly as you saw it. It doesn't last or stay with you, and you go back to thinking your obsessive, negative, worried thoughts. But did you ever feel this pang of anger or fear or outrage, and it just lasted 1 second, and then you can be hooked around that thought and that worry for moments or hours in your day? And sometimes you can have all kinds of positive comments and encouragement coming your way, and then that one negative comment or feedback happens, and then you're hijacked emotionally, and you can't get it out of your head. That's what Rick Henson is speaking about in his book. So in part two of Soul School, I'm going to go over a spiritual practice or meditative practice that's very specifically concerns this type of rethinking, rewiring your brain to savor in a specific way these kinds of thoughts so that you can eliminate those hijacked moments from your life. And I'll go into that in part two of Soul School. To get to part two, you can either go to this episode 29 at sparkmymuse.com and click the link, and that also helps support the show. Or you can go to Patreon, it's patron with an E, patreon.com sparkmymuse.com/sparkmymuse. And there will be a specific lesson, part two, a video lesson, as well as a handout that helps you specifically narrow down how to do this in your own life in your particular individual way that makes a difference for you. It's really important to me to have extremely useful, practical things with Soul School, give you homework, and make something relative to you and useful in your life, not just have tons of content coming at you all the time and stuff to just listen to, but stuff that will make your life better in a really practical way. So when I studied spiritual formation in graduate school, it wasn't just to kill time and heal my own wounds, but I really wanted to absorb things that would make people's lives better, really as a calling, and find my breadcrumbs along the way so I could also share my breadcrumbs with other people too. So it really enlivens my heart to share this with you. So my homework for you is to remember to savor the good moments. And if you want some specific ways to do that, you can come to Soul School and listen to part two, listen to the video, audio, visual, and download the handout. If you enjoyed this program at all, I hope you will give it a great review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening.